This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The European Union is more intentional, shall we say, in regulating technology and big tech companies. Just ask Apple and Google and the other U.S. technology companies on the receiving end of fines and sanctions well into the nine or more digits. Earlier this month, the EU passed the first major legislation regulating AI, the EU AI Act, if you want to look it up and if you want more initials. It says companies are not allowed to use AI to read worker emotions. It requires some AI-generated images and audio to be labeled as computer-generated, and it requires high-risk AI systems to be safety-tested. Passing those rules was hard. Arguably harder for the EU, the US, or any government trying to regulate AI, finding the humans to prevent all those nightmare AI scenarios from actually happening. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes us inside the global talent search for AI regulators.
The newly created European AI office recently hosted a virtual after-work event for tech talent.
Welcome to our information session about the job opportunities.
They're trying to fill 30 technical positions: computer scientists, software and data engineers, hardware experts. These are the folks who will help test whether the most cutting-edge AI systems are biased or can offer a recipe for a biological weapon. And about 7 minutes into the presentation...
So the presentation just came to an abrupt stop, looked like a technical difficulty. Now we're seeing a stay tuned, we'll be live soon.
This actually happened twice during the webinar. And sure, glitches happen to everybody, although the OpenAI hiring presentation may be less so. Gerard de Graaf is the EU digital envoy to the United States. A lot of his job now is recruiting AI talent from his post in San Francisco. And about those webinar glitches?
I like to think it because it was maybe a session that was oversubscribed or so, or blame it on the video conferencing facility.
He says the perception that governments aren't great at tech isn't really a hindrance, at least for Europe. The big obstacle in luring the young Stanford and Berkeley grads he's trying to recruit, it's the obvious one.
The money, if you're offered like maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars from an AI company here in Silicon Valley, so that's hard for us to compete on.
It'll vary by position and experience, but DeGraaf says the beginning salary for a junior-level EU technologist with a master's degree would be between $65,000 and $80,000. The Googles and Metas of the world can offer a lot more, which is why DeGraaf appeals more to heartstrings than wallets.
If you want to have an impact on society, if you want to be able to tell your parents and in the future your kids, look, I was there, I helped shape, I made sure that we put AI to good use, then to work in the EU AI safety office is a fantastic opportunity.
Part of de Graaf's challenge is because generative AI is so young, there really isn't a huge talent pool he can draw from yet. Jack Clark is the co-founder of Anthropic, the company behind AI chatbot Claude. He's also a member of the federal government's National AI Advisory Committee.
I think it'll be a few years till you have a surplus of labor here.
Clark says the good news is that for plenty of AI safety jobs, you don't necessarily need a PhD in computer science or math. It's less hacking and more the ability to trick machines into doing things they're not supposed to do, like making that biological weapon.
If I'm testing out an AI system, I basically come up with prompts or tests that are mostly written in plain text. You don't need very, very rare elite tier qualifications.
If you look at the EU or US federal government's job postings around AI, you'll see lots of openings for technical talent, basically people good with computers. But Brandy Nonicke at UC Berkeley's Goldman School of Public Policy says considering how many parts of life AI will and already does touch, the public sector should also be looking for more social scientists, like economists and anthropologists.
We cannot regulate or oversee this technology just from the technical side.
Good regulators shouldn't just be experts on AI. They also need to be experts on humans. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.